The UN Security Council has called on the warring parties in Sudan to sign a comprehensive peace accord by the end of this year. Meeting in Kenya, delegates say they gathered away from their New York headquarters to underscore the importance of ending southern Sudan's 21-year civil war. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports from Nairobi.
Recently, the troubles in Sudan's Darfur region have upstaged the rebel war in South Sudan, but the conflict between the Sudanese People's Liberation Army and the Khartoum government, which began in 1983, has killed an estimated 2 million people, mainly through disease and starvation, and it's also uprooted millions of others from their homes. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan said this special Security Council meeting in Nairobi is an attempt to definitively end Sudan's destructive, deadly, and drawn-out civil war.
In large parts of Sudan, particularly in the south, the people have lived for decades in fear, hunger, and misery, both natural and man-made.
The SPLA and the government in Khartoum have been in negotiations for years over a peace accord that would grant significant autonomy to southern Sudan. The two sides are in agreement on most parts of the deal. Annan said the Sudanese people shouldn't have to wait any longer for the civil war to be over. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., John Danforth, who originally called for this meeting in Nairobi, said progress towards ending the conflict was being made.
They have, in fact, indicated that they'll sign a memorandum of understanding tomorrow, committing themselves to completing their peace agreement and signing a peace agreement by the end of this year.
Danforth says getting such a peace deal for the South will bring more stability to Sudan and help lead to a solution to the ongoing crisis in western Darfur. Although Darfur wasn't officially on the agenda of this meeting, it came up repeatedly. Secretary General Annan said that the situation in Darfur continues to deteriorate, with both sides violating a ceasefire that they signed earlier this year. A coalition of aid organizations at the meeting called on the Security Council to impose tough sanctions on both sides if the crisis isn't resolved quickly. Gemma Swart, the advocacy coordinator for Oxfam in East Africa, says she hopes this meeting signals a shift in how the Security Council addresses African wars.
The track record of the Security Council in dealing with African conflicts has been a failure. If you look at, you know, Democratic Republic of Congo, Northern Uganda, Darfur, it's just been, you know, failure after failure.
And Swart says it's failed because, as in Darfur, the Security Council has been unable to move quickly and decisively to address the conflicts.
What we hope will happen is that the UN Security Council meeting here in Nairobi, it will inspire them to stand firm, particularly on the situation in Darfur, to stop their internal wrangling and really come up with some concrete actions to end the violence which is racking that whole region.
Several members of the Security Council, particularly China, which has significant oil interests in Sudan, have been strongly opposed to economic sanctions against the country. The Security Council is expected to pass a resolution on Sudan tomorrow, which will include a portion on Darfur. However, sanctions are not expected as part of this resolution. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Nairobi.